I don't think that they'll have a problem with that. I honestly don't think they'll have a problem with that. I don't know how pissed they are at you. If they might be really, really pissed at you. I'll tell them that. Look, Red Demon and Red Demon's brother. Your father's basically indicating that he is in a situation just like you are. He was put into a situation by his own father, your grandfather, who's apparently a criminal, and put him into a situation, and he's basically just stuck in a situation like you. And what he wants to do is, he wants to exit because his father, your grandfather, wants to exit because he's been betrayed. Basically, Hitler and Lord Lucifer, Hitler's father, they're super racist, right? And they got these like racist assumptions about Chinese people. And their plan was basically that your father and your grandfather, because they're Chinese, they'll fight to the death, like kamikaze. And that they'll eliminate me, or at least come close to eliminating me. That their honor will force them. That their honor and because their brains are like simpleton brains, like Mongol brains or whatever. So that all they understand is that they have to go into the honor Thunderdome or whatever, and that they'll kamikaze to the death, and I might win, but I'll be so weakened at that point that he'll be able to take me out. Now, Red Demon, your father and your grandfather do not want to go into Thunderdome. They do not want to exit through Thunderdome and, you know, Maximum Consequence. So what they're indicating to me is that as long as you and your brother are cool with it, your father wants to exit through a deal. He will do whatever he can to release you from the deal that you're stuck in and to give you any kind of like supportive encouragement as you exit into what I'm doing. As long as he can use that to lessen his consequences. Like doing the right thing. And then eventually, you reach out to him or he reaches out to you and you help him because you'll be like doing something good. He's basically, and it was a very long, I don't know how honest it was. It seems like it could be true. No, I mean, I don't know for sure. It seems like some of it sounded like it could be true. Yeah, but I think he might also be super evil, but he's also stuck in a situation. Like, if I had to guess, I don't think he's some like, bright, shining light of goodness in an evil situation. I think he's just, like, black, putrefied fucking orc evil, also stuck in a situation that his father put him into. You might become like that in 100 years also, if you were, like, if you were in a situation like that. Eventually, he'll be all right, though. So he wants your grandfather and him both want to make deals to exit into a deal for lesser consequences. And you and your brother just have to acknowledge that you want out of that evil plan and into what I'm doing. And then eventually, if he can convince you to, just help him into it. If it turns out that he was stuck in the plan, which he probably was, and he was just stuck in some evil plan his entire life, like he's probably super evil right now, but that's just probably a result of being in the plan he was stuck in. Like in 100 years of being stuck in whatever you're stuck in right now, you'd probably be evil too. You'd probably end up super evil too. Like you're not evil yet, but eventually you'd become evil. So after he goes through a lifetime or two of like rehabilitation and like working his way out of trouble, then maybe think about helping him into something good and building a relationship with him. That's all you got to do is basically acknowledge that you want out of that plan. Not agree to anything, not like accept anything, just acknowledge to the advanced systems that you do want out of that plan and don't want to continue on with their fight, basically. Because they want out. And as long as you and your brother want out and you don't want to continue the fight to like take me or whatever, then you can just exit and do what I'm doing. You'll be in kind of a limbo until it ends, which isn't that much longer. Like sort of like a purgatory where you're just kind of like waiting. There's just stuff at the factory to do. Until we move forward and you get officially integrated into what I'm doing. So you can exit that plan. He doesn't want a Thunderdome. They don't want a Thunderdome. It was fucking effective. Yeah, you know, some of these people have mixed reactions to the presentations, but they're effective. Like, that, dealing with them, they don't want a Thunderdome. They want to exit. Him and his entire inner circle, it was fucking effective, really effective. So now Lord Lucifer, the last guy that he had to throw at me, Mao, that he manipulated and obviously betrayed, and they know it. And the breeding scandal is real. They want to exit. Now Lord Lucifer has to deal with me. And he's still locked in some fantasy. And just so all of you understand, like, you know Hitler, what the Nazis did in World War II? Well, all of a sudden they started taking control of other countries and Nazifying them, like turning them into like fascist, like Nazi states. Well, he tried to do the same thing with my plan for the advanced process. He tried to do the same thing with the advanced process. Those journals, they started off as the plan for the advanced process. Yeah, but it's just in a story. That's not my actual plan. What's our story? Well, it was what we were doing in the advanced process. That's not the actual plan. It's just a story. So my half of the influence in those journals started off as a story based on pretty much what we're really trying to do, what we're really doing. And he used his influence. It's like Revelations, half from good, half from evil. Like in Lord of the Rings of Power, where the Elvish warrior put all of his strength into the fucking thing, and the evil Balrog put half of his strength into it, half of his evil. And it turned out being Mithril, the fucking metal. It's like Revelations is half from good, half from evil. And good fighting back against evil, and evil trying to take control of good. That's what those journals are. Those journals are the exact same thing. But it's not our actual plan. He wasn't actually taking our plan. He just took the story based on the plan that we're really doing. That's like what Revelations is. So like Lord Lucifer took control of a story based on a real plan. And he's Hydra. He's the Nazis still. Lord Lucifer is the Luciferians, the Nazis. And they're trying to do Hydra like in Marvel, where the Nazis and all of his... I'm going to tell you guys what his plan is. I'll tell you... You want me to skip to the end? Like where the action is for his plan? It's in all the journals. I'll bring out the journals. Lord Lucifer is trying to bring out all of his minions. The people that were presidents. The people from Hydra. That were presidents and shit. The Obamas. The Clintons. Old George Bush. The Bidens. Fucking Chelsea Clinton. And a bunch of other people. And he's trying to bring them into the public spotlight. And Donald Trump, along with all like four or five of the most recent living ex-presidents, so like Biden, Clinton, Bush, Hillary Clinton, they're all Hydra minions that were contained in roles. Because they're working with Lord Lucifer and Hitler trying to take control. And they were going to try to basically say, we have made contact with an advanced civilization, and Jesus is a real person, a God. And he's going to try to get them to present to Earth. I have it all in the journals. I know what he's trying to do. Yeah, but you're about to have to fight me. This is the way in for Lord Lucifer's revelation. I don't think he's going to turn, though. Like Mao and his father, yeah, they'll turn. I don't want him to turn, though. I'm not going to yell at you. Lord Lucifer, I'm going to be so nice. I'm going to be so nice to you because I don't want you to turn. I wanted Mao to turn. And I can do emotional projection where he feels the fear and the intention. Where my mind puts in my intention and he feels it. And his mind recognizes the fact that I'm going to kill him and eliminate him through death into prison. And he knows it. And that fear of that intention, knowing that I can probably achieve it, that goal, it breaks him before we go into it. I don't want to break you. I don't want to break you. I want to go into Thunderdome with you. Because if I can get you into Thunderdome, you'll run out of resources and you'll die. I can deal with you on a daily basis for years if I have to. I'm one of the foremost experts in mental illness, but not just mental illness, your specific like buffet of mental illness. And you have a wide range of various like personality disorders and mental illnesses and obsessions. And I'm one of the foremost experts in your specific, you know, a diverse collection of mental illnesses and obsessions. So I can deal with you and turn it into some kind of teachable experience for the people involved. And I can give the people involved a much more effective, you know, exit from this part of the process and integration into the next part of the process moving forward. You can't get to the little ninja girl. you can't get to her. You can use minimal story functionality. The people at the factory, they already fucking know what's going on. And they're trying to earn their way into what I'm doing. Mao is your last fucking hope. Yeah, well, apparently Chinese people aren't like kamikaze obsessive psychopaths. Apparently you were wrong about that too. Your Nazi science, your Luciferian Nazi science, and all the stuff that you thought you had figured out about the subconscious of like Mongoloid Chinese people or whatever. Well, you were wrong. Totally wrong. And when confronted with the fear of defeat and dishonor, their obsession and their Mongoloid brain will cause them to kamikaze and will think that was all bullshit. You were just making shit up. I mean, now, I'll tell you what he said about Chinese people, and it was pretty bad. I mean, it's just Hitler's father's, you know, making shit up about Chinese people because he's super racist. But it was basically that his mind would be motivated by fear, and his Mongoloid brain wouldn't be able to handle the fear, and it would cause some kind of irrational obsession with honor to kick in, and he'd kamikaze me and either kill me or bring me close to death so Lord Lucifer could give the death blow or whatever. Yeah, well, that's obviously not real. That's a fantasy. That's bullshit. That's not true about Chinese or anybody else. That's not true about any race of people. So, Hitler and his father, and Hughes and Himmler and all these other people in this process, you guys aren't really Hydra. You're not really taking control of the United States of America. You're contained criminals in roles doing a fantasy of a psychopath on a moon base that, you know, manages the colonization process on planets like Earth. And every one of you are just going to have to sit and watch this play out. You guys understand what's happening. All of you understand what's happening. But Mao's happy now. He's fucking smiling. Look. I don't want to, like, be, the Chinese guy's smiling. That's how fucking ridiculous this is. Yeah, but, okay, if you want to know the effect of what Lord Lucifer has versus the effect of what I have. So that shit happens yesterday with Mao, and Mao goes into the biggest, most, like, darkest pit of despair in his entire life. Right? Just from the interaction with me. And now, the interaction with me has brought him into, he's fucking happy now. That's how much effect what I'm doing has on the people involved. They have realized that Lord Lucifer is just some psychopath in containment that basically is contained in stories. And his mental illness is manifesting through story functionality. But the actual colonization process, like the nuts and the bolts of it, like the actual functional stuff, is really strictly regulated. And the real leaders are very much in control. So there's no chance of any of you taking control of the functional layer of it. You guys are in the story layer, like contained in the story layer. Yeah, but Lord Lucifer, you need Trump to assemble all of your minions publicly, and you need them to present you as a god that's coming to Earth. And then you need to somehow kill me. I don't want you to turn. I want to see how you try to do that. I know how obsessed you are with it. I don't want you to turn. I want you to try to get... So you're going to get Trump to bring out Obama, all the Democrats, all the Republicans, religious people and all the other people. This is what he was going to try to do. It's in the journals. And he was going to try to get Chelsea Clinton to be a president at some point to manage when he comes to Earth, or Hillary Clinton in her next identity or whatever. But right now, Lord Lucifer, and surprisingly, Elvis Head is right about a lot of shit. The streamer, he's got a shitload of information, really, really good information, that is actually matching up with some of the shit that I have in the journals, and it's supplementing some, I mean, he's like, some of it's not accurate, but some of the information that he has in there is based on what they're actually trying to do. So you need Trump to make an announcement and to bring out Obama, to bring out Clinton and Bush, W. Bush, and a bunch of other people, like we are the world, like fucking Michael Jackson, we are the world, like that shit. And they're gonna lock hands and they're all gonna be unified in the fact that they, and the Pope, which is Herman, so I don't know how the hell that's gonna happen. Yeah, but it was something about the Pope being the Antichrist. and Jesus being the Antichrist also. So how is Herman? That's not jiving, though. You're going to have to wait till Herman? Mengele is going to kill Herman? Carl Nalengo is going to kill Herman, right? That's in Angels and Demons. Well, Herman's not going to back that shit up. You kind of need the Pope to back it up, that you're Jesus. So I'm pretty sure Mengele, the Carl Nalengo, has got to kill Herman. So you have that conspiracy in the church. Well, Biden was supposed to be Pope. In the journals, Biden is Pope and verifies it, which I'm a little confused about. It's not set up properly. In the journals, your plan was that Biden is Pope. And then Hillary Clinton or Chelsea Clinton was going to be president. And they were going to tell everybody that they made contact with gods and that Jesus is a god and that you're going to show up on earth and rule earth. I mean, that's your plan. But are you going to do it with Trump? Because you're about to die. Yeah, but you're about to die. Like, whatever you're going to do, you need to do now. So you're going to get Trump to present you as Jesus, and Obama, W. Bush, and Clintons and Hillary Clinton are going to back up Trump, and they're going to say, yeah, this guy is Jesus. Lord Lucifer or whatever, the bringer of light, is actually Jesus. Because you want to use your family name. He wants to use the name Lucifer. And that he's actually the bringer of light. Because he's saying he didn't want to be their actual Messiah. And he's actually Lucifer, the most humblest of, you know, gods or whatever. His real name's Lucifer. But Jesus is just his persona that he uses to build religions. He had some big old bullshit lie. And you're going to get Trump and those ex-president minions that were playing roles. You're going to get them to break out of their roles and to go with you and to somehow usher you in as Jesus? With Herman as the Pope? With the son of the second in command of the colonization process as the Pope? And you think he's going to go along with it? And also stuck in Thunderdome with me? And you're stuck in Thunderdome. I don't want him to turn. I don't want him to turn. I wanted Mao to turn. I'm not mad at you. Listen, I'm not mad at you. I really do like your children. I am not mad at you at all. I'm not racist. I don't have a problem with Chinese people. I'm not going to be doing stuff with you directly, but I will be super nice to you. Listen, he's smiling. He's fucking happy now. I will be super nice to you when you come out of your next lifetime as a normal person or whatever, and I'll do what I can to help you. You're making the right decision. And I know it's because your father's terrified of me, and it might not be for the right reasons. But you're doing the right thing for whatever reasons. I mean, even if I had to put the fear of death and prison into your grandfather and the fact that into your father and the fact that all those people are going to want to kill him because of the breeding scandal, whatever's motivating him, you are doing the right thing. And I'm really happy for you that you get to exit that evil plan and you're not going to be stuck in it anymore. I get to set you and your children free. That's great. Great. That's really great. I'm not mad at you. You can go live, finish out your service and live your life. And then eventually your kids will definitely want to have a relationship with you. You're basically trapped in a situation like they are. And I'm helping you just like I'm helping them. It's such a great situation. Okay, now listen. Lord Lucifer is obsessed with becoming Jesus. He's going to try to do this plan somehow. I don't know exactly what he's going to try to do in Thunderdome. But I do want to find out. Those necklaces hanging on that portrait, that's his story functionality. Those are all of his weapon systems. There's nothing that he can really attack me and the little ninja girl with, except story functionality that we're used to dealing with. That just makes things weird for a few hours. Where it's just some weird vibe for a few hours. We can handle that. If she was also still at the factory, it would be, like, you know, kind of fucked up to deal with. But we can definitely handle the minimal story functionality attacks. Any of the weapon systems like the cleanses or stealing my medical supplies, so where it causes pain or sickness or whatever, he can't do any of those attacks, the effective attacks, the ones that cause extreme pain or nausea or that kind of shit. So he doesn't have any of those kinds of attacks. He just has minimal story functionality attacks, which causes weird things to happen or weird vibes. We can all deal with that. Everybody at the factory can deal with that. It's going to seem like a fucking vacation from all of the evil to everybody that's focused on it. And there are a few dozen people from the factory focused on this page. There's a few dozen, like three or four dozen people, a bunch of people from the factory, all of clerks, ETs. There's a bunch of people are focused on this X account, as they're supposed to be, because a bunch of them are going to get to continue on if they want. So Lord Lucifer threw Mao at me. It was supposed to either kill me because of his Chinese honor or whatever. And he used some really racist words. It was gnarly what he explained. And Lord Lucifer is hiding and didn't want to come out of the Lucifer bunker until he was presented as the God Jesus or whatever. But now he has to come out of the Lucifer. He doesn't have to come out of the Lucifer bunker. He just has to face me in Thunderdome and everybody watching. He's going to pretend like no one knows. He's just going to get belligerently high and pretend like no one knows what's going on as this happens in front of everybody. They know this is the end. Me and the little ninja girl have years of resources. Incomes and resources and savings where we can survive for years in a very comfortable location where we can actually kind of enjoy ourselves and deal with it. And we can. And I'm still going to deal with these people. The plan is for me to deal with these people at the factory for another like 6 to 8 months, maybe like 10 to 12 months, depending, but at least till the end of the year, maybe a little longer, until like the third or fourth month of next year. So I'm going to deal with those people for a little while longer. Now, I don't think he's going to turn. He's like the most golemist. He's like the golemest golem. He's a really gnarly golem. I don't necessarily even want to yell at him. I just want to get the information from him. I can process that information much more effectively. The fighting is distracting. The fighting is incredibly distracting. I would like to just get the information out of what he's trying to do. So here's what I want to do with Lord Lucifer and Thunderdome. Instead of putting my half of the information in, confusing it, like it being all jumbled up of like good and evil and then the story functionality and having to analyze it afterwards, I would like to just get the information from him and output it in a way that's educational. So instead of me putting my information into the environment also, so there's two sources of information and then figuring out what's going on after the information's into whatever, wherever it's being documented, I would like to just redirect his information through my mind out into a more educationally purposed output. The output of what he's trying to do, I will process in a much more effective way. So I'm going to, instead of all the fighting and all the shit that's been going on, I'm going to process his input in a much more effective way for all of the people involved. And I'll get as much information as I can out of him in that Thunderdome environment until he dies. And he's going to run out of resources and die pretty quickly. So the information coming from him is going to be a little different. So expect the information coming from Lord Lucifer in the Thunderdome environment to be a little bit different, much more effective than the people in the previous environments. Okay?